Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast, the Christmas edition of the Mastery Podcast. And I hope you're all ready for the big day. We are only 24 hours away. I certainly am very Christmassy, having spent a couple of days in central London getting all the Christmas presents. I know it's a little bit last minute, but I'm sure not the only one. Now, before I get into today's episode, I want to take a minute to just say thank you to each and every single one of you who's downloaded the podcast, downloaded each episode or certain episodes. Just every single one of you who's taken the time to listen to the podcast this year, it's grown more than I can imagine. Week on week, thousands of downloads and the countless amount of messages that you guys send me, especially into my Instagram DMs. To know that the episodes are helping you guys is why I do what I do. And I just want to take a moment to say thank you. You guys are on a journey. Every single one of you, you know, whether or not you're new to the industry or you've been in the industry quite a while, I mean, the variation of experience that I hear from on a week-to-week basis just motivates me to just not only keep going, but just inspires me every single day to just keep pushing out the content, and always gives me food for thought when you guys send me messages saying that, you know, certain episodes I'll see, you know, certain episodes are downloaded a lot more than others. And I, you know, the little marketing tip for you, you know, when you start to notice trends, you start to notice what you guys are inspired by and you love to learn. So, you know, I want to get into today's episode, but I just want to take a minute to say thank you. I'm so grateful. There's a lot coming up in 2020. I hope you'll stay with me. We'll continue to grow. The content will continue to grow. And I look forward to helping you week on week moving into next year. Now, I mentioned about you guys motivating me, inspiring me. Today's episode, I want to talk about unstoppable motivation. I want to help you have unstoppable motivation. Maybe you've got towards the end of the year and you've found it tough. You've been training your clients, your diary's busy, and you're just not as motivated as you were. Or you are motivated, but you just want to know, how do I just feel unstoppable? Like you hear of people wanting to just bounce out of bed in the morning and get on and do what they do. You hear about people having a inspired energy to just keep developing and growing, and you wonder, why don't you have that? And so I want to start by looking at motivation in itself. I want to look at times and reasons why you lose motivation. And then I want to share with you some of my experiences, because I've had long periods of low motivation. There's no point me telling you any other way, otherwise, because I wouldn't be being honest with you. I've had real tough times where I just couldn't get going. And then things changed. And I want to share with you why they've changed. And I want to give you a kind of a framework that you can use moving into 2020. Now, a lot of people will say that, you know, you'll learn one thing and everything changes. And in some cases, for some people, it will. In other cases, you have to learn something, make it a habit, and then everything around you starts to change. For example, weight loss clients that you work with. Weight loss clients might struggle to stick to their diet, and they wonder, why do they just not get what they need to do? And it's because it needs to become habit. There's so many other things around you that needs to adapt and change. And the thing is, when we look at motivation, is if you're life isn't conducive to being able to maintain and do the things that you love, and there's a bit of conflict or challenge, as there is for a lot of weight loss people when their family aren't supportive of them, they'll always struggle to be motivated because, you know, in some cases they haven't got support, maybe you've not got support, and you know, you get to the point in some cases with motivation where you can feel like you're the only one pushing forward. And I want to tell you that you got to get used to that. Like weight loss clients, your weight loss clients, they've got to get used to being their own motivation, you know, and you've got to be the same, you know, for many years. You know, I mean, even today, you know, I don't spend a lot of time with people, and you think, well, what is it that keeps you motivated? And I want to get to that in today's episode. So let's look for a minute at what is motivation. Well, if you look in the dictionary, it's the process of stimulating people to take action so that they can accomplish their goals. So the word process of stimulating, so that's to almost make someone do something. So I break that down, and you know, guys, since the age of 25 I've studied personal growth and development relentlessly. And in the early days when I was studying personal development, the things that stimulated me to take action to accomplish my goals were external. So I remember walking my dog day in, day out, and I'd listen to Tony Robbins and the likes of John DeMartini and read the book of The Secret, and then I'd listen to it over and over again, Law of Attraction and motivation and stimulating myself to move forward. And I got heavily involved in, you know, motivational videos on YouTube. And I started to notice that these things were stimulating me, as the dictionary term says, stimulating me to take action on things to accomplish my goals. So I know that there was things that I wanted to accomplish, but I kept looking for outside sources to just keep me motivated. And that was always a bit of a challenge for me, because then I would notice my motivation dip. And as I started to learn, I started to realize that I can't actually keep that going. I can't look for external stimulation to just keep me, it was actually just to keep me motivated training my clients. And it wasn't long after doing my first course that I had my kind of revelation as to what I want to be in the fitness industry. And some of you may have got that yet. You know, I had a revelation of what I wanted to be in my life. Some of you are searching for that. But I can tell you right now that in a lot of cases, and this happened for me, if you are continually looking for outside inspiration and motivation, you will always go through ups and downs. And you will continue to do so until you take control of where you want to be. And this requires you having a vision beyond the next 3 months, beyond the next 6 months. You need to spend time, plenty of time, and with Christmas being a time where you'll spend time on your own, you'll spend time with family, but you'll be less busy with work. And you see on my social media channels, I talk a lot about vision planning, you know, and maybe you've seen my posts, it doesn't resonate with you. And maybe you just see it, you ignore it, or you read it and you don't take action with it. And I think from a fitness professional's perspective, what generally happens is you'll assume that because you're a fitness professional, because you train clients every single day, the only thing you need to focus on is becoming a better coach and learning more. But if your motivation keeps going down, and you don't feel as motivated on a day-to-day basis, this is going to dramatically affect your ability to achieve results with your clients. It's going to dramatically affect the level of professionalism that you deliver to your clients. It's going to affect your standards that you set for yourself. It's going to affect your motivation to study more. And so what I'm going to challenge you to do over the Christmas period, I'm going to start to ask you to look at your why. Why do you do what you do? What is your vision for the next one and 3 years, even the next 6 months? What do you want to be able to not look back on and say you've achieved, but what are you waking up in the morning for. Now, I'm going to give you a bit of an insight. When I had my revelation, it was, I know what I want to do. I want to have a reputation. And I said to myself, well, why do I want to have a reputation? And I questioned myself, why is this so important to me? And it took a couple of years actually to really nail this down, which gave me a better opportunity to develop a vision. But I hadn't really accomplished much in my school days. And for whatever reason that was, I had an opportunity now to study and do something that I absolutely love, but be great at it. But then I would break down the reputation into, okay, well, locally I want to have a reputation. And to accomplish that, the first thing I need to do is to get better results. And to get better results, I need to train more clients, but I need to train the right types of clients. But then I need to learn more. And where have I got to go and learn more? And it all stemmed from this one thing, which was my reputation. But I will tell you this, I sat down. And when I said to myself that I want a reputation, develop a reputation, I tell you right now that I became inspired. Simply that. Now, whether or not the actions that I needed to take were getting results, learning more, traveling, training clients first thing in the morning, doing 10 sessions a day, that was all the what needed to be done to get there. But the why was, for me, a personal one, which was to prove to myself, and there was a bit of a proof to my father, that I could make a success of what I was doing, and not just make a success of what I was doing, but build a reputation so that people regarded me for what I know. This was my opportunity to prove to myself that I actually was able to achieve something. Because I look back over my school days and I went to university twice and I didn't get anything out of university, or I didn't actually complete university. And then I found this one thing that I absolutely adore. I created a vision of what I wanted, and then I looked far forward as I could, and then I just worked back from that. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, from that day on, I have never, ever struggled for motivation. And then a couple of years later, I said to myself, well, you're building a reputation, and I was acknowledging that, but I wanted to be known for physique development. I wanted to be known for body transformations. And I said to myself, well, you're going to have to build a physique, but not just a normal physique. You're going to have to go above and beyond with your physique, because you want to be regarded as one of the best at what you do. So you've got to have a physique that represents those level of standards. And you might ask, well, how did you find all this out? Well, like, guys, I was studying. I was studying personal development. I was learning about the visions. I was learning about my why. I was learning about my purpose in life. And suddenly it became a mission for me to develop my reputation, and my clients were my opportunity to do that and develop my physique. So I built a reputation with that. I never struggled to train. People often say to me on a day to day, how do you get motivated to train, develop the gym, manage the team, build the business? I wrote ebooks, I wrote articles. Guys, I was up till 1-2 o'clock in the morning and up at 4:45. I was writing articles, putting blogs out, building websites. And I'm going to just challenge you right now and say, well, you know, what is it you're potentially unmotivated by at the moment? Because if you link what I've just said to you, everything that I had to get done was linked to the two things that I desperately wanted to achieve in my life. And when I broke down everything that needed to get done, I had no time to moan and not just moan, but to be demotivated. There was nothing about what I wanted to achieve in my life that was ever going to demotivate me. So I challenge you right now, what do you feel demotivated by? And then I want you to look at, what are you motivated by? Now, in our industry, there's so many of you that absolutely love training. And you prepare your meals every day, you train, and then you just don't find yourself motivated to train your clients or do many sessions in the gym. You're not very motivated to do your reading when you get home in the evening. Guys, I traveled extensively and learned and read and listened and watched and attended courses and seminars, and it was relentless. Every opportunity I got, I'd spend money on it, and it was like there was no challenge on motivation. Now, back at school, of course there was. Just like you guys, you know, I wasn't very motivated to do anything to do with education. But you asked me to get my kit bag ready, be at training early, and be in the gym at 7 o'clock in the evening, I would never have a problem. So what I'm going to say to you right now is there's a reason why most people struggle to get motivated. One, it's because you don't know what you want to achieve in life. But two, you don't really know the things that you value. Now, I value in my life training. Never have a problem fitting it in. Never have a problem fitting it, sticking to my diet. Never, never, never. I value my education, continually learning. I value helping fitness professionals, building a business, which is my business. I value my wife and value the life that we want to create for ourselves. And with that, when I break down everything that I do, that I'm inspired to do every single day, not one part of me struggles for motivation. Not one part of me struggled to get up in the morning. Now, here's the thing. When I worked for my dad in property, I'd get out of bed in the morning and couldn't be bothered to go to work. I wasn't motivated. And I sat down with my dad, and I'll never forget this. I said, "Dad, I've reached a point working for you where I'm just not motivated anymore. It doesn't do anything for me." I didn't use the word inspired. I didn't really use that a great deal back then. But I just said, "I'm not motivated." And I've always said, "Dad, if I wake up in the morning and I don't enjoy what I do, I have to go and pursue the thing that I want to do." And here's the thing. All I was doing was going in search of the thing that I valued the most. And interestingly, I thought that I at that time, I did a post recently, I thought that, you know, whilst I was training, which I was motivated to do, I thought that the thing I should go and do was property. And then when I was doing property, I wasn't motivated to go to university. And then I was going to the gym more. And I stopped and I said to myself, you're motivated by being in the gym. So let's just pursue that. I think sometimes as fitness professionals, the motivation that you sense that you lack is there's no goals. There's no vision. There's nothing that you're working towards. So let me just do a bit of linking for you. And this generally helps. If you're married or if you have a partner and you have responsibility, then everything you do on a day-to-day basis, if you link it to that, you'll never struggle with motivation again in your life. If your relationship, your partner matters, and the life that you're creating matters, and you link that to getting up at 5 in the morning to train 6-7 clients, to increase your prices, to charge more, to develop your level of results, to develop your knowledge and travel and study and learn, to have the life that you want. But here's the thing. If you're not getting it done, you're not inspired by it. And when I sit and I say, and I challenge you and said, listen, if you're not working hard enough and you're not training your clients, either you don't value training clients and therefore I would find an industry that you wanted to excel in and you loved, or you start linking what you do because you do love what you do and becoming better at what you do is the thing that gives you an opportunity to charge more. It gives you an opportunity. You know, every single one of you listening to this episode has the same ability. Guys, I will tell you, I got a C, D, and E in my A-levels. I didn't listen. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. I didn't listen to biology and chemistry and physics at school. Yet that's something I now teach. Anatomy and physiology, I was writing about it in my book this morning. That's something that we teach. I teach. And that was something I didn't even pay any attention to at school. And now I'm motivated to sit and read an anatomy and physiology book. Why? Because it gives you the opportunity to learn more and I'm inspired to teach you. So I want you to look at your personal training and you're just not motivated to do your clients' programs. You're just not motivated to give your clients a better level of coaching. You're not motivated to train yourself. You're not linking this to the big picture. A personal trainer, if you value your body composition, your body shape, and you link that to increasing your reputation, you say that you want a better reputation, you'll be motivated to train every single day. I think what generally happens is a lot of coaches in the fitness industry have developed the comparison bug, where you're looking at other people in the industry and you're comparing yourself to them, and you don't think you're as successful as them, and you're being overwhelmed because you're doing a lot of coaching. And you're not learning and you're not growing at the same time. And when you're not growing, you're not learning, you're not getting results. And then when you're not getting results, your clients aren't changing. You become frustrated and then you're not motivated to go to work because you think none of your clients want to follow your programming. But if you take accountability, And you link the fact that because you're not learning, because you're not traveling, because you're not studying, because you're not giving your clients the highest level of coaching, that's the reason they're not getting better results. And if you were getting better results, you'd be inspired and you'd be earning more. And this whole linking spiral goes over and over again. So I'm going to challenge you over the Christmas period. Why do you do what you do? Write down why you do what you do. I'll tell you right now, from the age of 15, 14 at school, I wasn't very clever. I didn't have a great physique. I was skinny. I got pushed around. I got bullied. And as a result of that, I ended up making it my life's purpose and life's mission to build my body, build my brain, develop my physique, you know, learn more, travel more, and become somebody that, honestly, who could be influential enough to teach and help people like you to get better. And so the reason why I keep going over these kind of relatables for you is that, I mean, I didn't think I could. I studied. I didn't think I could. I created a vision. I reverse engineered my vision into the action steps that I know I needed to take. And then every single day, all you start to do is tick those off. You link them to the thing that you value the most in your life, whether it's learning, whether it's increasing money. I mean, some people are insanely inspired by wealth and developing more money. And the thing is, if that means you've got to do 7, 8, 9 clients a day and put your prices up and learn more and travel more and set high standards and deliver the best level of coaching to earn money, because that money gives you an opportunity to invest or save or create a certain lifestyle for yourself, then fantastic. But I'm going to tell you right now, there are things in your life that you are motivated to do on a day-to-day basis. And I promise you, you don't struggle with motivation. You struggle to do the things that you're least inspired to do. And when you are doing things like, for example, with me, sometimes writing articles, you know, there is a lot of things on a day-to-day basis that I do and I'm not truly inspired at the time by that thing, but I am insanely inspired by the result of what that'll do. Writing the hundreds of articles that I've done, you know, it took a lot of time. It took a lot of late nights, but the motivation is never questionable. You have a purpose. You have created yourself and brought yourself into this industry for a reason, to accomplish something for yourself. There is a why behind what you do. And I want you to dig it out this holiday. And I want you to sit there and I want you to wait till you get the chills on the back of your neck, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. And you go, I bloody do this because of. And if you want to say with an emotional tear, for my wife, for my children, because I wasn't smart at school and I want to prove to myself that I can make something of myself, that I can help other people who struggle too. And I tell you, it motivates and inspires me when I hear you guys say to me, I was really struggling, I didn't fill my diary, I wasn't getting results from my clients, I was thinking of leaving the fitness industry. And to know that I've helped you do that, to know that my team, M10, you know, the guys at M10 have helped you guys do that. That inspires us, but it motivates us to do more because there is a vision. There's a reason why we do what we do. So essentially today, the most important thing I want you to understand from this is motivation is simply inspiration. That's all you need to be motivated. There has to be a why behind your actions. There has to be a why and a vision behind the things that you do on a day-to-day basis. And I will tell you right now, as I said on the last episode, the first thing what you do on the mastermind that I run, my 6-month program, is every single person through a set formula and framework that I use creates an inspired vision. And I'll tell you this, if you're listening to the podcast today, and you're struggling to just think past next week, let alone 6 months and a year, that's very often to do with a baggage of emotions that's stopping you see forward. And that can affect motivation. Because you need to have an inspired vision. You need to have an inspired mission. You need to know your why, your purpose, to be able to have unstoppable motivation. And it is a topic for another podcast, but you could have a cluttered brain full of emotion. Emotion from events in your childhood, through your teens, even through to your adult life, that challenge your ability to feel confident, challenge your ability to deliver what you deliver with confidence, challenge your self-worth. And if you are reflecting on yourself, or you perceive yourself to not be good enough necessarily, then you're never ever going to be able to look far enough ahead. So if you're living with the emotions of, I can't, I'm frustrated, I'm scared of something, I don't think it's possible. If you've got any of those emotions going through you, doubt, self-doubt, then this is a big thing that you need to look at. And I'm going to tell you right now, personal development, discovering yourself, allowing yourself to be vulnerable. I spoke to somebody, our mentor today, and I said, every call that we have about half an hour of personal development. We go through in depth some of the mixed emotions and the kind of baggage that's being pulled along. And the whole idea of that process is that the clearer you get, the more clarity you get with where you, who you are and what you want to be and where you want to go, that's where you're inspired and that's where you're motivated. That's where you wake up every morning on feeling unstoppable. And if you can't see beyond the next couple of weeks, then it really does mean that you need to take control of a lot of the emotions that are holding you back. And this is something that I can cover in an episode further down the line. But you're going to get a lot from what I've said today. Unstoppable motivation is when you are delivering every day with an inspired vision. Something that's aligned truly with what you value in life. If you value your education, if you value your clients, if you value your life, your wife, your husband, your children, then all of the things that you have to get done every single day to get you to where you want to get to, that is what has to be done. And that is where your motivation lies. So hopefully you found today helpful. Hopefully it's given you an insight into where motivation comes from, because it comes and goes simply because you're not inspired and motivated, simply because you're not linking the things that you value the most to the tasks that you've got to get done. And if you want to feel motivation in 2020, create an inspired vision to the point where you look at anybody you love, you care about, family, friends, whoever it may be, and you tell them why you get up in the morning. You tell them what it is that you focus on every single day. And I challenge you to be demotivated in 2020. Guys, it's the Christmas edition. I'm not going to be speaking to you till after Christmas now. So I just want to take another opportunity to say thank you. Thank you for listening to the podcast, sharing the podcast. Thank you for being, if you do, the person that, or people that message me on a frequent basis. I'm truly grateful. You know I always reply to you. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on the Instagram, Facebook, wherever you share it. Send me a message. But I just want to say very, very happy Christmas. And just before I go, if you want me to help you develop unstoppable motivation, develop clarity, vision, and then build your business framework for 2020, I'd love to get to know you. I'd love to help you. I'd love to teach you in deep detail how I can help you progress your business across 6 months by joining me on my next business mastermind. It starts on the 17th of January. I've got 2 spaces left. All you need to do is send me a message on Instagram and say, look, I'm in. What have we got to do? And join me for 6 months. I'll teach you everything I know. I'll take your business. I'll take everything that's in your head. I'll help arrange it so that you have a crystal clear vision. You're inspired. And I tell you, when that happens, client results, more income, better business, scaling revenue streams. There's so many benefits from going through the system. I can't mention them all. But send me a message. Say I'm in. Let's jump on a 20-minute call over Christmas. And I'd love to see you at my next business mastermind in London. Guys, for now, happy Christmas. Thank you again. Take care.